Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
True Crimers, welcome to Break the Case. I'm your host. I'm Jen Coffendaffer. First of all, I want to thank you all for being with me here. 9 o'clock, you are now in Munich, Germany. So thank you for joining me tonight. I wanted to discuss Annie and Tommaso and motive. And this is why I wanted to discuss it. There are so many messages I'm getting, emails, you name it. It's really been almost nonstop since the case began, but for some reason, and I think it's the quietness of the investigation right now, it's really lighting up even more. And specifically, of course, the continued pointing the finger at Annie and Tommaso Cioni as being responsible for the abduction and likely murder of their mother. Now, I just want to address a couple of things, and this has to do with motive. Let's just for a moment go down the road that so many people are still on. And I still believe the reason that they're down this road is because of a concept we know in law enforcement and other areas too, but very much we talk about it, called confirmation bias. And what happens in confirmation bias is when you originally get a thought put in your head that an individual is guilty, that individuals are responsible, that is what law enforcement is looking at. When that initial sort of thought and premise goes in a person's mind, they feed off of that. And so now everything they see, whether it's continued law enforcement that was at Annie and Tommaso's house for an extended amount of time, whether it was the neighborhood canvases that were at Annie and Tommaso's house, whether it was the fact that the law enforcement entities kept her vehicle for quite a long time to look at all the evidence, figure out if there was evidence that connected them to the crime. I only wonder, I think it's interesting, it was never known to the public, but can you imagine how long they might have kept their phones, even though typically we do what we call mirroring a phone and give the phone right back. I wouldn't doubt that the phones were even kept a little longer than our normal few-hour mirroring process. Nevertheless, all of these added up to people having what we call confirmation bias. And confirmation bias is, well, I'll say it, it's almost impossible to really get over. It's where you see the picture of Annie, you see a picture of Tommaso, and your blood just boils. It's interesting. I was talking to a producer probably a month ago or so about this case, a producer that still believes that Tommaso Cioni was involved in this abduction and was the person who did it. And it was funny because they were very almost incensed that I didn't believe that. Incensed might not be the right word, but certainly irritated is the right word. And there was no way for them to see this any other way. And it was interesting because we were talking about how Savannah refers to Tommaso. She doesn't call him Tommaso. She calls him Tommy. And people in the inner circle, they call him Tommy. There's definitely very much a familiarity, a like, something that is really, I think, sticks out in a familial as well as an important relationship that exists between Savannah, Annie, and Tommaso. I can tell because of how she talks about them. She refers to them even when she was talking about they are on the last embers of hope, or words to that effect, as my sister would say, just showing her, I think, how strongly she feels about Annie. Again, her reference to Tommy. And the most, to me, just absolutely chilling one was, and I'll play it for you right here. I'm hoping I caught the end of it. If not, I'll show it to you. But let's watch this and then talk about it on the other side.
In her pajamas, with no shoes, without her medicine. This little person.
This isn't that case that right. You are used to where someone wanders off. She can't wander off. Her phone was there and her purse was there and all her things.
Yeah. And the doors were popped open.
Yeah.
And there was blood on the front doorstep. And the Ring camera had been yanked off.
Yeah.
I think my brother, he said, I think she's been kidnapped for ransom. I didn't want to believe. I just said, because of me. To think that I brought this to her bedside, just too much to bear. And I just say, I'm so sorry, Mommy. I'm so sorry.
Not only does she say she's so sorry, Mommy, she says, I'm so sorry, Tommy and Annie. She says it actually to all of them. And I'm sorry, this is the shorter soundbite that I got. But she apologizes to all of them. Because she feels like it was her wealth and her perhaps cryptocurrency as well that she might have had. But basically, no matter what, it was her wealth. Somebody who was capable of paying a ransom. But let's stay on point here and go with the premise that somehow Annie and Tommaso did this.
We received your message.
Oh,
and we understand. Okay.
Sorry, that was not the photo I'm intended to show. Let's go with the premise that Annie and Tommaso are involved. What could possibly be the motive? And these are the two motives that are very much discussed. And I want to break them down in two ways. First of all, let's discuss a motive of a caregiver or caregivers in this case that were just tired of taking care of Nancy. They were tired at the 10-minute drives over to her house. They were tired of checking in on her. She wasn't in a situation where she was in hospice or anything like that. They weren't changing her diaper. They weren't cleaning her. They weren't feeding her. They weren't putting tubes, you know, straws up to her mouth. They weren't dealing with somebody that had lost their mind. They weren't dealing with anybody that was so physically impaired that she couldn't drive. She could drive. So I want to first touch on that premise. Why in the world are people saying that it could be because they were tired of caring for her? Well, that doesn't make any sense because she wasn't being cared for in a way like that, in a way like many of us have cared for our parents or a loved one. It wasn't like that. It wasn't somebody who was so ailed and so infirmed or had dementia. It just wasn't. This is somebody who could walk up to 50 yards. This is somebody who drove. This is somebody who was in their right mind. This is somebody who had a heart concern, an issue, and had a pacemaker and had to have medicine, Coumadin likely, as a blood thinner. But this wasn't somebody that was in that state of what I call almost like a child, like caring for a baby, because that's what ends up happening later in life. So how could that be that big of a strain? Why would you be playing Mahjong? Why would you be spending your Sunday nights with somebody that you didn't like? Somebody that you had just had your wits end with. And let's examine that piece a little bit. Because if that were the case, and we've talked about this before, but let's just say that's the case. You have somebody in your care that you just really, really can't do it anymore. You've had it. There are so many other ways to take care of that situation that would be much less involved than hiring and paying a porch guy, than hiring and paying a porch guy to come on two different nights and possibly more. The risk of getting a third party involved, other than Annie or Tommaso, if this was your plan, can you imagine the risk of having somebody that could expose the plot? The risk of somebody talking to somebody else about it? Going to authorities, maybe feeling bad about what happened? Can you imagine the amount of effort it would take to find somebody like this? Somebody willing to do this? The out-of-pocket money and expense you would have? Listen, they were, Annie and Tommaso, were literally the quintessential teachers. They didn't have a lot of money. They had enough money. They taught, this is a picture of her actually at a seminar, really working with mental health, things along those lines. She's beautiful. She taught poetry at the university level. She had a jewelry business. He taught in a charter school, which for those of you who've had your children in charter, I had mine in charter for quite a while when they were young. These schools usually get the creme de la creme of instructors because people want to teach in that environment.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
A charter environment where you have a lot of flexibility. I've showed videos before of Tommaso doing everything from cooking to horsing around in the school. I've posted things that the children have said about him that he taught, that he was some of their favorite teacher. But because of confirmation bias, it's hard to see him as anything but evil. But back to this whole notion of motive, it doesn't line up when you're carrying somebody and you would have full ability to, for instance, tamper with their medication. Full capability and opportunity to do something like suffocate them with a pillow. Your DNA would be there. It would be expected to be there. She was so frail, meaning not infirmed, but frail, meaning if somebody of Tommaso's stature put a pillow over her face and she suffocated, it would have happened quite quickly. And it would have happened in a sense that would be very difficult, I think, for anyone to be able to discern what happened. The better plan, of course, because that would have shown on her heart monitor, and then that time frame could have been linked to him, say if he drove his car over there or something like that, or his cell phone were there. We've talked about other methods, tampering with the medication, which is probably the easiest to do, giving her too much of a dosage or lesser of a dosage, what you can do with capsules. So if you were motivated because you're tired of caring for somebody, if that was really your motive, would you really put together a plan that involved others, at least one other? Something this complicated. Go get her, kidnap her, take her away. It makes no sense. Let's look at the other motive that everybody's tossing around out there. The other motive is money. And we've talked about this as well. We've talked about the fact that the amount of money she likely has is very small. Her husband died years ago. She was making it on her own, raising these three children. She lived in the same house for 50 years, everyone. That isn't a sign of excessive wealth. She bought this house for about $89,000, and it appreciated over time to being worth about $1 million, but we've talked about that, about how if something is worth $1 million and you sell it, and by the way, I looked recently, it's not even valued at $1 million, and you sell it, especially knowing what took place in that house, the value is going to continue to sink. You have to pay realtors, you have to pay closing costs, and then you have to divide it by three. Now you're down to so little. And there is absolutely no information that money was an issue. Now, don't get me wrong, and this is their house, which was also worth about $600,000, $700,000. Don't get me wrong, though. I see what people say. They say, oh, he had a gambling debt. And we went through this. He didn't have a gambling debt. There's absolutely no proof of that. Oh, they were arguing. Guess what? No proof of that. When you go down these rabbit holes, you end up finding a rabbit. That's it. There is nothing at the end of the trail. There is no substantiated evidence whatsoever that Tommaso and Annie weren't getting along with her, that they were in financial issue. There's no information related to gambling debts. If you look seriously, you know where they begin? They begin with podcasters. They begin with online messaging. Found one just recently that didn't say that exactly. But just, it's out there. This is just one. This is an older one, but there's so many. It's just, if you go on right now, it just feeds itself. Not with facts, everyone. There's no facts out there. And it's disappointing because many podcasters are feeding it. And I understand why. When they talk about Annie and Tommaso negatively and in a sense, in a way that points the finger at them, guess how their views go? Guess how their clicks go? Guess how their followers go? Because there's a confirmation bias that exists that they're guilty, that they did this. It is irrelevant to them what the Pima County Sheriff said, which was they're not guilty. They're not suspects. They didn't do this. No one really cares about that because most people don't believe anything coming out of Sheriff Nanos's mouth. So they don't believe that. Some people will say you can't be cleared. No, in this day and age, you can be cleared. And it happens all the time. And we do it as investigators. Because when there's not 1 ounce of information from a vehicle, not 1 ounce of information from a cell phone, not leakage, which is where somebody knows them and says, oh my gosh, this, there's nobody coming out saying that there were issues. No, none. In fact, it's just the opposite. Even though nobody won't, there, many people won't believe the Pima County Sheriff's Office, they seem to not believe this either. And that's the FBI finally giving everybody what they've been asking for. And that was, show us the words, show us what this case is. It is a kidnap for ransom, not a kidnapping, not an abduction. Kidnap for ransom. It's right there in black and white. And even that hasn't been enough, you know? It hasn't been enough, and you guys will have to forgive me. I do not have my glasses with me. I want to put these up on stage, and I can't even read them. I'm thinking about putting on my sunglasses, which I think I'll do because these are prescription. Yeah, it's so true, Kelly. And I don't know why. Now, that's the piece I can't figure out. As an investigator, it's hard for me to wrap my mind around why people want to make up a motive, as an example. There has been no information that there was any animosity on behalf of Annie or Tommaso against their mother for having to care for her. And as I said, it's not even extensive in terms of care at all. None. There is no valid information that there was a gambling debt or something along those lines. None.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You see how it just doesn't jive, but people want to believe it? The last thing they want to believe, seemingly, is what law enforcement is telling them. That's what they don't want to believe, even if it's in black and white. They want to, and I think this is the other thing besides confirmation bias. The other thing I will say is if you look at statistics, and you look at typically what many of these cases, how they occur, it is a family member that's involved. But there's a reason for statistics, right? Yeah, statistically speaking, but everybody keeps ignoring the other 30%. Everybody wants to talk about the usual case, but nobody seems to want to talk about the other part of the stat. They just seem to want to ignore that part. And I know I've gone through multiple cases. Some where family was involved, many where strangers were involved, many where caretakers were involved. I've gone through cases where somebody that was very loosely involved. I've presented each of those cases, keeping a very wide open mind that these things happen, but not like this. Not like this. In other words, they do the harm. They do the harm to the individual. They take the person. I just went through a case like that where an individual who was hired to take care of the mother ended up kidnapping her, and she's been charged. So it's very rare. In fact, I did find another case, but it ended up being bogus in terms of initially the husband was blamed for a big kidnapping affair. And it wasn't him. A murder, actually. Actually, I take that back, and I know I did a whole show on this, so I'm just trying to remember the exact details. But as I recall, she was never even found. But it was discerned who did it, and it was somebody else that was trying to get back at the family member. And I think that, you know, I did a show on that regarding Tommaso Cioni. Is there somebody that has an issue with somebody else in the family and they're truly trying to get back at this family? And this is what they did. I still think that that is a very big possibility. And I'm not discounting Wrench either. And I know if that second apology note is accurate, if it's to be believed, remember they're linked together by emails or IP addresses. If that is the case and they are linked, that note makes absolutely no sense, meaning the apology note. That note actually goes to the premise that this was a wackadoodle that did this. Somebody who's on an emotional, like John Hinckley. I just love you, Jodie Foster, so I think I'm going to kill the president. And by the way, I'm very sorry. And by the way, he's out now. At least last I checked, he was out. That's what Mac McCollum has been saying. Two things can exist at once. You can have a wackadoodle that does a kidnapping for ransom. You can have a wrench moron that does a kidnapping for ransom. But the problem is, if those two notes are real, that doesn't jive for me, because the people that would be trying to get the money would be more sophisticated than to ever write anything like that. They would just keep coming at you. So that doesn't make as much sense at all to me. What makes sense to me is that this is motivated by money, but driven by some sort of loose familiarity with this family. And I say loose because they didn't even realize that they wouldn't be able to keep her alive. What good is kidnapping somebody if you can't keep the kidnapped person alive long enough to get the money? Everyone, I just wanted to come on and really talk about the motive piece, because I keep seeing it and because people have asked me to. Believe me, if I could find any semblance of facts or evidence that pointed to Annie and Tommaso, I would be the first one up here to point it out. I would say, ooh, listen, this is a very concerning piece of evidence we need to think about. It's not there. I challenge each of you to go down the trails that you're seeing. Gambling debt. We already talked about that. That was literally created by a podcaster. That they didn't get along. Again, just figments that are created and that catch fire because of the belief from very early on that they were involved, combined with statistics that say usually it's a family member. Forgetting, like I said, the other huge percentage, because it's pretty big. If you look at 70% involved, 30% not, the 30% is a lot. Nobody wants to look at that. Anyway, everyone, I really appreciate you being here with me. I'm going to review these comments at the end. Like I said, all I have are my prescription sunglasses with me. But I want to thank each and every one of you for being here and for tuning in. And just keep it in mind. I'm still looking, still digging every day for new clues. But right now, all we have is DNA, which is a possibility. And I think a lot more DNA than has been out in the media, for sure. As well as the pictures of Porch Guy, which we need to keep flashing everywhere, because that's a huge piece of this. He's the key to the case, everyone, right there. He's the key. Everyone, thanks for being here again. Thank you to the best mods anywhere. And until next time, may justice be served for the Guthrie family and for all those who have someone missing.
What's up, Oos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.